Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Remember last year when the word of the year was pandemic? We all said, wait till next year.
Uh-huh.
The word of the year will be much more positive.
Uh-huh.
So this year, the word of the year is vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Also on the list of words, insurrection, woke, cicada. Make us feel awful, and we want to change that narrative.
Welcome to John Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. Look, we get why vaccine has been deemed the word of the year. We get it. It still bums us out because, well, you know, it's not just a word anymore.
Yeah,
it's an argument.
Exactly.
And that's not what we want to talk about when we're trying to be positive. So let's come up with a positive word of the year.
A fun word of the year.
Only fun and only positive will be allowed.
Yes.
Does it have to be even an official word?
No.
Can it just be fun sounding?
Like if I say bloop.
I was going to say bloop would be a lot better than the pretty depressing list we have right now. 833-287-1037. University City is where Ruby is. We'll start with you, Ruby. Help us out.
I would say relationships, you know, because I think during this time when people were shut in and couldn't see people, I think they took more time to reconnect with a lot of people.
You see, and that's what we're talking about, a positive word of the year. Really well done, Ruby. Thank you.
833-287-1037. We don't like the word of the year. We're just tired of everything having to feel bad and negative when you have vaccine and insurrection.
Yeah,
and
insurrection. Thanks for that memory.
You know, we just want to stay in a very good place. Something fun, something that makes you feel good. What would your word of the year be? Michelle is in Oceanside. Go ahead and share yours, Michelle.
Helpful?
I like that. That feels good.
What got you to that word for word of the year, Michelle?
Everybody seems like they're in the holiday spirit, so it's kind of nice. Everybody wants to hang out and do stuff with their families and stuff, so it's really good.
And that's what we're talking about. We can do better for word of the year than vaccine or woke. I swear if I hear that word.
I know.
Or insurrection.
833-287-1037. We want to have some fun. We want to feel good. Give us your word of the year.
John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. So as we've been discussing, Webster's Dictionary has deemed the word of the year this year to be vaccine.
Ugh.
Runner-up words included insurrection, woke,
cicadas.
It's like, wow,
yeah.
Great words.
Yeah.
Thanks. We're all cheery now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change that. John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. Let's come up with some fun, positive words of the year. Whatever it means to you, it's your word of the year. Let us know.
833-287-1037. We'll go to Lakeside now. Tina, give us your word of the year.
Camaraderie. Help me get through the year.
That's what a word of the year should be about. Something that helped you get through the year, like the word camaraderie. Thank you, Tina. 833-287-1037. All right, Mandy is in Ramona. Mandy, give us your call for word of the year.
Good morning, guys. I actually have three.
Okay.
So last year I lost my dad, which wasn't good. And last year my aunt was diagnosed with ALS, which also wasn't good, but she's still here now. So I've learned the word gratefulness. Just being grateful for the loved ones that I have and the important people in my life. It's really come to fruition and just, it means a lot to me now.
It's also a great word.
Also, humble and kind. Oh, we need more of that.
Yes, we do. 100%.
Right, those are all good.
And Mandy, you're part of that, so thank you. Andrew's in Chula Vista. Andrew, give us your word to replace the ones that make us go, we want something fun, upbeat, happy.
The word would be together. Together, because this time last year, you know, you couldn't really go nowhere. Some people couldn't leave their house except to go to work. And this year, everything's opening back up, and you can now go see family, friends, and all that stuff, and be together for the holidays.
I love that. Thank you, Andrew. Bruce and Poway. Bruce, go ahead and share your much better word than the one that Merriam-Webster has for word of the year.
My word of the year is desert, because that's my happy place. I live more in the desert, just relaxing.
I like it. Did you get out there Thanksgiving weekend?
I did. I was out there all weekend from Friday until Sunday off of Split Mountain Road, and that's my happy place. So desert season's the best time of year.
I know. I love that desert season is here. I'm so excited for it. Thank you, Bruce.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sounds like he's on the same page as you are, Tim. Jeff out in El Cajon. Jeff, what's the word of the year in your opinion?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Heck yeah, man.
Love it.
Spell it.
Uh-huh.
That's a whole nother show right there.
Sawyer's in Oceanside. Sawyer, go ahead and give us your word of the year.
My word of the year would also be hopeful, because it's such a great time to be hopeful, and since we're getting over the crisis and stuff.
Yeah.
Sawyer.
I love that. That's Thank a great you. Word.
You have a great Christmas and a great holiday, okay?
You too.
I love all these suggestions. These are all great. Instead of being stuck with words that make us feel icky or, you know, divide everybody.
In case we forget.
Yes.
Here's what everyone's been talking about the entire year ad nauseum.
Right. You guys have done a great job with your words.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.